Let's connect in prayer with you this week. Let us celebrate the truth that God heals our minds and bodies, guides our way, and prospers our affairs. This following article written by Deborah Cameron. Let's celebrate life. Let's celebrate the truth that we are created in the image and likeness of God. Let's celebrate the truth that we abide in the presence and power of God. Let's celebrate the truth that divine life revitalizes us, divine light shines through us, and divine love prospers us. To celebrate is to express joy, and what greater joy can we express than the wonderful truth that God is always with us to sustain, guide, and provide for us? But how do we find joy in the midst of a challenge? How do we find something to celebrate when we appear to be immersed in chaos or uncertainty? How do we appreciate the goodness of God within us and around us when our lives seem to be in turmoil? First, we remember that we are not alone, for God is everywhere present. Indeed, Charles Fillmore wrote, "God is everywhere present. There is no place where God is not. He is in all, through all, and around all." Prayer helps us realize this. For in prayer, we become conscious of the omnipresence of God and our oneness with God everywhere present. In prayer, we become aware of divine light, life, and love at work within us and within those for whom we are praying. We also remember there is no situation or concern that is beyond God's ever-present power. As we pray, we realize that God is aware of our needs, that God provides for us in every way, and that we do not have to face any situation with fear or apprehension, for divine help is at hand. This realization reassures and strengthens us and lays the foundation for a positive, faith-filled attitude, an attitude of joy. Through this expanded awareness, we realize, too, that we are on a divinely directed path and that the future holds many exciting opportunities for spiritual growth. Another important step in the celebration of life is letting go. If we feel tense or uneasy about anything, we can release those feelings to God in prayer. As we let go of our fears, worries, and anxieties, and let God work within our thoughts, words, and actions, we become excited, for we see the activity of God bringing forth that which is needed. Finally, any time that we pray, we give thanks for right outworkings even before we see the outer demonstration of good. By giving thanks in advance of answered prayer, we are celebrating the truth that blessings are forthcoming right here and now. So realizing that God is always with us, releasing our concerns through prayer, and giving thanks in advance instills within us a sense of joy. These activities enable us to celebrate the joy of living throughout each day, for we realize that divine love, life, and light are flowing freely in and through us. So in joyous celebration, let us envision our bodies as vitally alive, our minds as keenly alert, our relationships as harmonious and loving, and our lives fulfilled in every way. We celebrate the reality that we are spiritual beings, blessed with all the good that God is, and we give thanks. Celebrate life today. Celebrate life at home, through your work, in your interactions with others. Celebrate the truth that you are a child of God, an inheritor of divine abundance. celebrate today in faith, joy, and peace.